Survivors ready, go. And we have a winner in my league. We're down to 10 in Circa. And for those of you still playing in Survivor or Eliminator leagues, you gotta be getting close. Let me give you a second opinion. The Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. If you are an adult male paying permanent alimony in the state of Florida, Brandon Legal Group can help reduce your financial obligation. As of July 1st, 2023, permanent alimony is no longer the law in the state of Florida. Your payments may be reduced or eliminated altogether. Brandon Legal Group can help with a free consult. 813-902-3576, 813-902-3576, or visit brandonlegalgroup.com. My email for Survivor or Eliminator football questions, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. I don't know Larry G 1023, but congrats to him as he wins the Survivor pool that I played in this year, which had 414 members, and just doing some rough math in my head because there was money involved, but a percentage of the money went on your Super Bowl pick, so there's a second contest completely. But 414, I think, times... it's at least $5,000. It's more. It's somewhere between $5,000 and $6,000 that Larry G 1023 won in order, week 1 through week 15. Washington, the Giants, the Chiefs, the Eagles, the Dolphins, the Bills, Seahawks, Detroit, Cleveland, Dallas, Jacksonville, San Francisco. That was late to use the Niners. Was that the week against the Bucks? No, it was the week after the Bucks. Tampa Bay in week 13. Baltimore week 14. And then his final winning pick, we were down to 2. The last couple weeks, we were down to 3 and 2. And ironically, the person that lost in week 14 went out on the Packers, and the other person that lost in week 15 also went out with the Packers, while Larry G the last 2 weeks had Ravens in week 14. Nice to hold on to them. And in week 15, he had the Rams over Washington, which we correctly identified on last week's podcast would be a significant percentage play. So Larry G 1023 won with that play, and at Circa, it was the highest played. And gets, as they go from 13 to 10 through 15 full weeks. And again, the Thanksgiving week was 2 separate weeks. So 16 picks in at Circa with some people talking on social media how they're not chopping, even though it's 10 for just over 9 million at this point at Circa. Fun to talk about. Let's see if we can make some sense of what we have this week, knowing that availability is very, very different for those of you still in pools. I did do some research in August, albeit by the end of the year, it was like, well, some things are going to change. My week 16 play in early August, based on win totals and game-by-game lines at various books, was the Chiefs. So if you were able to hold on to the Chiefs this long, you're looking at them as a minus 480 and a double-digit favorite at home, albeit red flag, against a division opponent and the Raiders, who are coming off extra rest and getting Brandon Staley fired. So good for the Raiders. Finally, putting Brandon Staley out of his misery, as he should have been fired a long time ago, and I doubt he will ever be an NFL head coach again. Defensive coordinator, okay, sure. But his defenses seem to have talent, and lacked a lot other than getting turnovers in Los Angeles. So Chiefs, for those that have them left, will be played this week as a minus 480. There are bigger favorites out there. The Bills, minus 770 money line. All these numbers current as of 3:30 Eastern time on Tuesday, December 19th, as I talk about them, updated via the weekly column on VegasInsider.com from Patrick Everson, who's very good to us on Twitter X. He is the senior sports betting reporter and follows all every week's line spreads and betting trends for each game. Bills minus 770 off the blasting of the Cowboys. Suddenly the Bills are an it team rather than the team where everything's falling apart and what changes will they make in the offseason. Now they're quote-unquote the team nobody wants to play in the playoffs. Could even be in the division race, depending on what happens with the Dolphins down the stretch. The truth is somewhere in the middle there, but the Bills are minus 770 going to the Chargers, considering how the Chargers didn't show up last Thursday night, and as a result, a number of people lost their jobs. So sure, if someone has the Bills left, which isn't a lot, but this would be a week to potentially play them. It's a non-division game, albeit a cross-country road trip. And generally, when a team fires a coach, they do see a little spike the next week. Some things are different. I don't expect the Bills to be up 42-0 at half at the Chargers. I wouldn't think the Chargers are going to win this game, but I think there will be effort because now players are playing for their jobs after what happened last week. Other big favorite, the Eagles at home, losers of three straight now on a short week, flying home from cross country against the Giants, who weren't able to keep it going against the Saints. This is the first of three games the Eagles and Giants will play against each other these final 3 weeks of the season. Division opponent, Eagles. I think the Eagles just have coaching issues. That's what I think, that the assistants they lost, the assistants who replaced them are not as good. And I'll just leave it at that. And that's my observation. It's the observation of friends of mine who are Eagles fans. And I would imagine, I mean, we had a different Matt Patricia calling the defensive signals all year on offense. They've looked a little erratic. I don't agree that the Eagles should be an 11.5 point favorite based on the way they're playing against the Giants. But you still got to love what the Eagles have on the offensive and defensive line and what the Eagles are capable of doing in putting up numbers offensively. Secondary, they've been injured and struggling. Not sure the Giants can take big advantage of that with what they have in their passing game. Ultimately, it'll probably come down to what kind of a game Saquon Barkley can have. And I like that Eagles front more than I like the Giants front protecting for Barkley. So would it be tough to back the Eagles? Again, it's a really good team. Only one loss, what, the first 13 weeks of the season, because I was on them when they lost to the Jets and got eliminated. So it might be one. It's going to be really, really low. Not sure the availability, but as I'm sort of learning, someone always has someone good left. So someone might have the Eagles left and probably would be smart to play him this week. Other significant favorites. Let's see if we can do them in order. Minus 295 money line as of Tuesday late afternoon on the Broncos at home against the Patriots. Broncos need to get it back going again. Wow, the over-under on this is 34.5. Be inclined to take the over there. Broncos have extra day to prepare. Granted, they have the late flight home from Detroit. You had Sean Payton openly yelling at Russell Wilson. You had that odd series down on the goal line where the refs were in question on multiple plays with what they did and did not call and how the Broncos didn't get a touchdown out of that. Let's see. But that feels like, yeah, if you hadn't used the Broncos, that feels like a spot to use them there. Peyton and Belichick have been around long enough. They kind of know what each other's capable of. I don't think there are a lot of surprises there. Minus 235 on Christmas night with the Niners at home against the Ravens. Look, most people have already used the Niners. To use them against the Ravens would be too risky, in my opinion, at this point. You got too much to lose going up against the team with the best record in the AFC that's on a good roll. Yeah, I think the Niners can beat the Ravens, but I don't think it's as big of a mismatch as what this number says. Minus 210. Thursday night, the Rams rolling along, looking at a wild card spot at home against the Saints. Saints off the win against the Giants. Saints battling the Bucks for not only the division lead, but suddenly there could be a wild card out of the NFC South champ. That's how bad the NFC South has gotten. The Rams are in the wild card hunt. The Bucks-Saints non-division winner is in the wild card hunt. Minnesota's in the wild card hunt, and they've used, is it four quarterbacks? They have. They've used four quarterbacks this year. Kind of like the Browns, who also have the look of a wild card. Fun year. Rams minus 210 at home against the Saints, 4.5-point choice. The Rams got a lot of play last week, so the people who played them last week to get here can't use them again. Or in the case of the pool I'm in, he won the pool outright with them last week. Packers minus 230 on the road at Carolina. Packers have lost two straight after their win streak. They miss Christian Watson. And boy, Aaron Jones looked great early against the Bucks, and then what? So, I mean, Green Bay has taken people out 2 weeks in a row. And Carolina just won against the horribly coached, now that Brandon Staley's gone, the next worst coach is Arthur Smith. And Carolina defeated Atlanta 9-7 the week after Atlanta loses to the Bucks, where they could have put the Bucks away and just dealt with the Saints in their division. So I think it's risky to go with the Packers at Carolina, a team obviously with nothing to lose. And the Packers in recent weeks have played kind of with everything to lose. They've lost their edge. With no Christian Watson, it looks like a different Jordan Love. So I wouldn't be going there based on recent results, even though it's obviously an anti-Carolina play. Bears at home, minus 205 against the Cardinals. Cardinals are back to kind of where they were the first couple months of the season. And ironically, it's now with Kyler Murray at quarterback. They compete. And they're going to win a game here or there. And honestly, I think this is a winnable game for the Cardinals. While the Bears have been better, you know, they just lost to the Browns. Be a tough spot, right? We know the Bears aren't a good team. They've looked better since Eberflus has been calling the shots on defense. You can say what you want about Justin Fields and all the numbers he puts up. He hangs onto the ball too damn long. And he takes too many sacks, and he cannot make decisions fast enough for a franchise quarterback. That's my opinion. Any other minus 200s, or is everything else in the 100 range or lower? Yeah, it is. So Nothing else obvious stands out, and I'm not going to do every game and extend this podcast. Bengals minus 142 at the Steelers. Okay, so the Steelers, suddenly Mike Tomlin must win two of his remaining three to not have a losing season. Bengals have life. Bengals may even have Ja'Marr Chase for this game. That was late word before I started this podcast. T. Higgins is back off the Saturday game and his two touchdowns. They have multiple options at running back suddenly. And Browning is making a lot of money, quarterback in the Bengals right now, as they are definitely in the mix for a wild card spot. I'm a big believer in Mike Tomlin, but I wouldn't blame people on the Bengals here. The Bengals just look better. The Steelers are going down to Mason Rudolph at quarterback. Since the first game since firing Matt Canada offensively, they don't have anything else going. You have a number of people calling out George Pickens for his attitude. It's not good. It's not good for Pittsburgh. It is a division game. But the look of the Bengals looks a lot better than the Steelers. I'll say this. If the Steelers, for whatever reason, let's say they finish the year on, what would it be, a seven-game losing streak, and Tomlin has his first losing season in forever, and the Steelers decide it's time to clean house and move on, which the Steelers rarely do. I mean, we're talking how many years it's just been Noel Cowher or Tomlin? 50? If the Steelers did that, at least two or three teams would offer Mike Tomlin an interview immediately. Immediately. A team might even say, this can't get out because we didn't plan on firing our coach, but we'd love to talk to you. You know, one of those where they would move their guy to make room for Mike Tomlin. And look, just maybe the whole thing with Tomlin in Pittsburgh has gotten stale. And it's time for a change for Mike as well. I'm a big fan of Mike. But that doesn't look like a good spot for them at home this week against the Bengals. What are you guys thinking? Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Man, if you've made it this far, I'd love to hear from you. I really would. If you're playing Survivor in week 16, I'd love to hear who you have left, who you're thinking about, how much is at stake, how many other people are alive. Please send me the info, and I will be certain to respond. And I wish you luck. The Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, who reminds adult males in the state of Florida paying permanent alimony that permanent alimony is no longer the law in the state of Florida. Call for a free consult to stop paying permanent alimony, 813-902-3576, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Thanks for listening, everybody.